and I plead with you to follow me. Yes. Just watch this. Does it make any meaning? Hallelujah. Please, before we get distracted, remove it. Amen.
Amen.
We will connect to this morning. Because of recent, I've been asking God, and I've been asking myself, what really is the Christianity we are practicing now? I have been burdened. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I will come to church.
Madam Deborah, please, you are distracting me.
I will come to church and I watch people going through pains. I watch people going through difficulty. And I happen to listen to a documentary of, is it Reverend Babalola? On how the man would want to travel. He will just imagine where he wants to go. And as he will stand, he will find himself ministering in that city. I was told that his church was on the road and there are going to be a construction. And he asked a question, is it not for this house to move, just to shift, and you people pass? They said yes. He said the house should move. And the house moved, not demolished. The house moved. I had another story that he took his young men, his lieutenants, please follow me. And I want you to get burdened this morning. I'm going somewhere. He took two of his young men to go and pray. And he gave them a loaf of bread and water. And after 1 week, he said, wait for me, I am coming. And that wait for me took him 1 week. And they were eating one loaf of bread for 1 week. As they cut it, by the time they are getting back to it, the bread is full. This is raw power. I follow men of power. I was told of late Archbishop Benson Idahosa. I want you to know the angle I'm coming from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That he was ministering and somebody fell from the window or from upstairs somehow and landed on the ground and shattered the head. The brain was out. And they were shouting. He continued. When he finished, he came down, spoke to the young girl or so, and everything came back to normal as nothing happened. Please follow me. That's why we will connect to that skit. Now, a woman was fond of giving him one cow for his annual convention. 1 year, the son, either the only child or the only son, I don't know, but the son of the woman that usually bring that cow died. And their convention is either in October or in November. I can't remember the exact month. But the child died maybe like June. Are you getting it? The same truck that the woman used to carry the cow, the woman bundled the dead child into the same truck and drove to the headquarters and called him and said, "Come, I have brought the cow." He said, "No, it's not yet time for convention." He said, "Come and see it." And he showed him the dead son. And the story had it that the man raised his voice and called forth the child back. That's power. Are you following me? That's power. And there's burden in my heart. If you read through our platform, I woke up that morning and I was angry with so many things. There is nothing impossible. Hallelujah. And I want to get you angry this morning that you develop a burden to pray. The life you are living, is it right? You know, I come to church and I see people under serious pressure of all time. Thank God for the man that responded. But that's what you can do. You can call forth money. You can call forth anything. It's all about your understanding of this God and releasing your heart to Him. I'll come to church and I'll look at people. And at a point, either 2 days ago, I began to see people as if we are seeing church as simple an association. Are you getting it? Like village meeting. I see church that we are seeing it as village meeting. People come detached. They are not concerned about what God can do. They are just concerned to identify that they came to church. Church become religion, not a life. I don't know whether you're following me. When church becomes life, transformation becomes imperative. I'm actually tired of doing church. I want to see life changed. As we lift our hands this morning, I want you to ask God. I want you to ask God intentionally, deliberately, and intently. Please ask God. Father, encounter me. Lord, encounter me in this meeting. Encounter me. In these few minutes, Lord, encounter me. Can you ask the Lord, Father, encounter me. Libreketos kapalia. Lord, encounter me. Le kapa katos kapali entalia. E patala katos kapali. E breketos kapa antala galos ya masuria. Lord, encounter me. E teketo palia. Ilia pande godos kapalizete. Insutu kuprekete. Leku pakatalia. Lord, encounter me. Make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Take your place this morning, Holy Spirit, in this meeting. In this few moments that we are going to be sharing the word, let there be, O God, bread to the eater. Let there be seed to the sower. Let there be, O God, O Jehovah, a spring forth of fire of revival. Let there be transformation. Let your word, O God, change our heart. And let it be, my Father, that at the end O God of this meeting, eternal reality, let there be, O God, an evidence that truly that you are here. We give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. If you want to go through life without bruises, you must set priorities right. If you want to go through life without bruises, if you watch that clip, you discover that there are three trains that are using the same track. Am I right? Three trains going on the same track, but they never meet. They didn't collide. Why? They had a proper schedule and normal arrangement, definite and designed arrangement, that the three of them will never clash. That is life in its simple form. If you want to go through life without bruises, you must identify what really is your problem. A lot of us are going through through problem because we did not sit down to do what they called an empirical analysis. Is there any science student here? What does that mean? You are bringing things that you can be seeing. These are reasons why these are happening. These are reasons. You are laying it in stages. Any life that you do not sit down and put it like this and look at it in a clear form, you will never know what you're suffering. And many people are going through problems without proper analysis. They just see themselves. And you know the unfortunate thing? They said it is common to every man. Have you heard that word before? It is common to every man. No. Can we drive it home? I pray this morning that you will listen to me. I want to provoke you. In all reality, I am tired of religion. I want to do real Christianity. Now, you see a family where there are three girls. And when you trace a history, each and every one of them have a child in her father's house before getting married. It's normal. No, don't be too quick. Now, you see in a family where a man will rise, at a certain point, life is cut short. And it is consistent. A pattern is being set. You see a family where only one head, only one, feeds the rest. And everybody goes like Babi Allah. You know what Babi Allah means? They will carry plate and line up. Your children is being fed by the same man. Your wife is being fed. If that man must marry, that one must be the one that will marry for him. He's the one that will train the children. He's the one that will give him clothes to wear. He's the one that dictates when he eats. Is it happening? Are we relating to it? That's a pattern. That's a pattern. Can I tell you something? In the history of my family, no man completed a building. No man. When I came on board, I said, no, I cannot. I will stop it here. My late brother, the two houses he built are still uncompleted till today. He has died. Probably the children will take it over. That's not a legacy. That's a pattern. Are you hearing me? In my final year, I failed a course. If I tell you the course, people that pass through that place will laugh. Philosophy 1101. Philosophy and logic. Did you hear that? People that know laugh. Philosophy and logic. Philosophy 1101. In first year. In final year, the thing showed up. I spent an extra year because of philosophy 1101. Philosophy and logic. That pattern was about to replicate itself. I don't know. Are you relating with me? There's a pattern. If you allow it, it becomes consistent and your life is drained. Have you seen a family where there are beautiful ladies, brilliant ladies, and all will marry? There will be no child. No child. If you trace the genealogy of the mother, you will discover that there is an issue. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, it was passed on. Beloved, anything you do not intercept finds itself to the generation after you. When I got born again newly, God took me to a room. In the course of this, all of those things were playing out in my mind. And in that room, there were statues pasted on the wall. And there was one particular one that was hung on the entrance door. And when I saw it, he said, anything you don't destroy today, we follow you tomorrow. And can I tell you something? There are some of them that are speaking now. Please, I beg you to follow me. There are some of them that are speaking now. Why? I trivialized it. Some people decided to solve this problem by hopping from church to church, from prayer house to prayer house, from one deliverance minute to another, from one pastor to another, and they got themselves deeper into the mess. But you know, like that our clip, if you do not do proper analysis, if you want to start an industry, there is something they call environmental impact assessment. You will check what will happen because of the pollution or whatever that is going to be coming from that industry. That environment, how is it going to be affected? When you do not properly check, you suffer casualty. Are you with me this morning? So this morning, we are only going to be dealing with only by one scripture. You know, there's another deception. There's another deception. It is scripture, and I'm not in doubt. They said, when one is in Christ Jesus, all things completed for me now. Behold. Is that scripture a lie? But do you know that the application has become the problem? I want you to check into your life. In this month of mercy, there is a version we studied in my house. I don't know the version. But that is when I understood that mercy is also help. That when God shows you mercy, it means God is giving you help. And this morning in Isaiah chapter 41, God is giving you help. Are you following me? If you understand the help of God and you appropriately apply it, it becomes reality that because you are in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away. And you know the appropriate application, it must be a heart issue, not a head issue. When I come to church, I see men that are quoting scriptures, but the application is from the head. You are simply doing physics and religion studies. You are not doing Christianity. In this month, my desire is to provoke you to anger that we play Christianity. We live with a life of Jesus and not the life of religion. This morning, briefly,